And get what we can on each play.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to convince the coaches?
No, that's what I said. You have to just go out there and run what's called and execute each play that's called to the best you can and get the most out of it that you can. And then, you know, I don't call the plays. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, what I'm saying is there, what do you think could be done? Because I don't think it's possible. And he's a guy that likes to throw a football.
No, again, you know, I just go. I know what you're hitting on, and I'm not going there.
Going there.
No. So I run what's called, and I'm happy to run whatever they call run or pass.
What do you think when you look back the last game and you know we weren't able to sustain the drives to get more plays and keep possession of longer, especially in the second half? What was the mindset things that just didn't work?
No, well, early in the second half is two turnovers. We go out on the field and we turn the ball over. You can't do that. And then with the special teams, when we're about to have another opportunity to go out there on offense, we turn the ball over two more times. So four turnovers between the offense and special teams is not where you need to be. That eliminates drives out of the offense. Early on, third down conversions, there were some third downs we felt we could have converted on. But, again, these are all things that have been addressed, and we look forward to improving on those and moving forward.
I'm sure you've talked about Ainsworth before. Are you happy he seems to be getting more motivated and playing better, or would you wish he was just still kind of in a different mode?
Well, right now I just focus on their entire personnel. I try not to focus too much on one person. You know, he's part of their team, but they have a lot of excellent players around him also. So we have to go out there and be ready to play all their players. They're all highly motivated. They all want to win the same as we do. So you really can't worry about anything else.
And you may be doing it somewhat undermanned, maybe not 100% on the line. Do you have any concerns that this line can't perform the way you guys want it to, or is there no excuse? You just have to do it whatever's out there?
No, I think there's no excuses. In this business, anytime your number's called, you have to step up and perform at a high level. That's why you're on the team. So, you know, I don't know anything about personnel, but whatever happens, we go out there and play with whoever's available, and we look to have the same execution and improve on the things Coach pointed out from last week and move forward.
Scott, did you guys feel as an offensive line you guys maybe played your best overall game on Sunday? I know you mentioned the third was short, so I'm sure you guys were happy.
Well, I think that from a unit, I think we had a solid day, but at the same time, the execution across the board wasn't what we wanted on offense. So it's kind of hard to find gems in that when you have so many areas that you need to improve on moving forward. But at the end, we won, and we look forward to building on that moving forward.
That final drive, the last 6.5 minutes, I mean, was there anything said in the huddle or between guys, or was both of those kind of the mentality of the approach of, you know, that line as you guys took the field there, 6.5 minutes left to 2.0?
Well, I remember everybody talking about 6.5 minutes, let's eat up all the time and get a touchdown. That's where we were. We wanted some points. We had that mindset that we wanted to march down the field and cap it off with some points. The most important thing, though, was securing the win, and we were able to do that.
I know there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about the running game. The way you guys were able to run the ball on that drive when they knew pretty much that you were going to run the ball, that had to say something, didn't it?
No, it says something. Anytime you getting to a point where you have to eat up 6.5 minutes with a 4-minute offense and you're running the football and they know you're running the football and you're able to execute basically the same three plays and eat up all that time and move the ball, it's big. It's something you can hang your hat on as an offense.